It's our privilege tonight to have the Teen Challenge ladies with us from Teen Challenge in Rhode Island. They're going to be sharing some of the testimonies and stories of how God is working in their lives and about the ministry of Teen Challenge. We're pretty familiar with Teen Challenge Ministries, but I don't know that we've had Teen Challenge Rhode Island here before, so we're excited to have them for the first time tonight. Would you join me in giving a big welcome to Marasia and to the Teen Challenge from Rhode Island?
Good evening, how are you? My name is Marasia. I'm actually going to stand up in front of the ladies. I apologize. My name is Marasia, and I am a proud graduate of Teen Challenge Rhode Island. It is our pleasure to be here this evening. Thank you, Pastor Thee. Thank you, Bethany AG. We have been waiting a long time to be here. It is very exciting. I'm from Greenfield, Massachusetts, and wow, I was crying the whole entire time during worship because it is such an amazing thing to be standing here alive today. I was a competitive gymnast. I did gymnastics right here in Agawam at Daggett Gymnastics. My mother raised me as a single parent the best that she could. My father was not present in my life whatsoever, and that left deep, dark wounds. I was always seeking something to fill the voids in my life, and nothing seemed to work. So at a young age, I started seeking relationships to fill the voids. Every single relationship that I have ever been in has left me in an almost fatal situation, one in which introduced me to the world of drugs. That took away every pain, every sorrow that I had ever felt. I became addicted to heroin. I was an IV drug user. I got sober by myself, and I thought that I had the world on top of my hands. I was very wrong. I thought that getting married was going to change my life. I got married under my own selfish desires of thinking that having a husband was going to change my view on the world. That was a very wrong situation. Praise God that my husband is still with me, and he supports me here at Teen Challenge every single day. I'm a little bit nervous right now, I apologize. I got brought to Teen Challenge. My husband actually went to the Boston Teen Challenge, and the men there, they prayed for me consistently every single day. I thought that anybody that was in a church, anybody that had to do with God was insane. I didn't know why they were praying for me. Funny story is that my mother raised me in a church, but I was very rebellious, and I wanted nothing to do with God. He had a different plan for me. He had a different plan. I remember crying in my bed one day, Lord, please just take my life or do something. Please just do something because I can't do this anymore. My husband came home on a pass, and he said, Marasia, you're all set. Go pack a bag. Here in Rhode Island, with the ladies, not here in Massachusetts, is where God changed my life drastically. I now have a voice. I now can speak and share my testimony freely. I have overdosed over eight times. And it is a pleasure to be here. God had a different plan. He had a different plan for every single woman up here, and that's why we are here today. He gave me the verse Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans for a future and a hope. And that's exactly what he continues to do every single day here at Teen Challenge. And he uses me to minister to the ladies here, and it is a blessing. You might ask, why is Teen Challenge different? Why is Teen Challenge different than any other program? Teen Challenge has Christ right in the middle, right in the center of it. We have caring and loving staff that are here consistently. We have specialized counselors that come in and meet with every single one of the women here. We all come from a different place. I was raised by my mom, but some of the ladies here might have been in foster care. They might have been adopted, maybe raised by a father, an uncle, whomever that might have been, or maybe they were homeless. So we all have different needs, and Teen Challenge is very good at meeting us where we're at. We have specialized curriculum, so every woman that comes in the program, this is Lindana, her program is different than Pat's program. It's great because we all have different things that we need to work on here at Teen Challenge. It is a very structured program, 12 to 15 months. It is very difficult. There are days here that the ladies do not want to be here. I can speak for myself. There were some times that I just didn't want to do it anymore because it's hard. God shows you who you are, and you need to sit down and listen. So not only do we have the structured program, but we found a need for a transitional home. I am a current member of the transitional home. It is a safe way for people to transition back into society. It is structured, you have accountability there. It is an amazing place, and it's definitely needed after a structured program. But we didn't just stop there. We have just got zoned for a women and children's home, which is extremely exciting. A lot of women, they don't go to rehab because they can't take their children. So we are now going to make a place for women to come and bring their children. It's very, very exciting. How many people out here saw the beautiful cutting boards and the product table when coming in? Okay, amazing. So we have different work therapies. Those are handmade by the men. You can see up on the screen behind us. The men have a carpenter shop. They hand make everything. Please come and see us over there. We also have a virtual 5K. The director of our program, her son had an accidental overdose, and we have a 5K in honor of him every single year. It is a beautiful thing. If you would like to be a part of that, please come and see us at the back table. We would love to sign you up. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, please like us. We also have handmade jewelry that the ladies hand bead. Every single bead on there, they hand make it. It's amazing. They're beautiful. Please come and see that. And also, this is going to be the best part of the whole entire thing this evening, is the songs and testimonies. So I'm going to hand it off over to Melanie.
Good evening, church. My name is Melanie. I'm 40 years old. I've been at Teen Challenge for about 5 months now. Feels like longer, but God blesses me every single day. He rescued me, actually, from a 20-year addiction of prescribed meds, non-prescribed meds, and fentanyl. And he is still restoring me. He continues to restore me with coping skills and boundaries. And the verse I stand on today is Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Pat. That was the old 64-year-old there on the left. Today, I'm a young 65-year-old. I entered Teen Challenge 10 months ago with many years of trauma, abuse, beginning at age 6, where I got into drugs back from the late 60s and eating disorder, 48 years. At any time, I was either anorexic or bulimic, and a lot of other abuse in life that women all over the world go through, including abuse in the workplace. When I entered Teen Challenge, I had recently lost my husband. Within the first 30 days of Teen Challenge, I chose it because of his faith base. Breakthroughs had begun within that first 30 days that years of therapy, counseling, hospitalizations, institutions hadn't even come close to. And ever since then, I have been going through breakthroughs is like weekly, monthly. The biggest one is the breakthrough of the spirit of fear, which is why I stand on the 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Hi, my name is Kelsey, and today I turned 30 years old. God brought me to Teen Challenge 3 weeks ago to help me with my anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation. And the verse I stand on is Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble?
Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up when I do this. Just give me the words. All right, my name is Caroline. I'm 42 years old, and I've been at Teen Challenge for 8 months this week. Before coming to Teen Challenge, I was wrapped in bondage from childhood abuse, neglect, and just wrapped in it. And that led me on a path to seek out anything to fill the holes in my heart. I was so empty, so lost, eventually leading me to a drug and alcohol addiction. I've been addicted to every drug, everything, over the last 22 years. Whew. I found myself in and out of psychiatric wards, hospitals, detoxes, rehabs, and I was looking for an answer, and I was diagnosed everything from PTSD to bipolar to schizophrenia. And that kind of gave me a little bit of peace. I was like, okay, like, there's a pill for this, there's a diagnosis that's gonna fill it, and I can, like, go on with my life. Even that, it did nothing for me but just keep me on this dark path, just a dark path of destruction to myself and anyone that came in my way. I was a victim for a long time. I live as a victim for a very long time. The end of my addiction at this point, I mean, like I said, I've been in and out of institutions. At the end of my addiction, I had lost custody of my son when he was 18 months old. Even that couldn't keep me from picking up drugs and alcohol to fill the void. Even bringing a human life into this world, that couldn't save me. It didn't save me. I found myself homeless. I had gone from making tons of money to no money, and I was still empty. And I found myself in church, sleeping in churches like this on mats during hypothermia. I found myself suicidal at the end of my addiction. This time I had the enemy standing over me. Just, I was handing my life over to the enemy every single day, my mind, everything. And I was laying in bed, and he was just like, just end it. Just, you'll be at peace. Your son doesn't need you. You'll never change. You will always be an addict. But God was over me right in that moment. And he said, get up, my princess. I have a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. He said, it's not going to be easy. He literally picked me up and carried me on his shoulders through the doors of Teen Challenge. And I was welcomed with so much love. I didn't know how to receive love. So it was very foreign to me. I was chasing it my whole life, but I didn't know how to receive it when it finally, like, came through. God handpicks leaders. I always knew there was a God, but I didn't know you could have a relationship. I thought it was just like, you do this, don't do that, and then, you know, you're all set. Through my leaders and through the vessel of Teen Challenge, I'm learning how to have a relationship with Jesus, like how to talk to him. I don't have to have perfect words. It doesn't have to sound like all romantical and everything. It can just be like a conversation, and that, like, brought me peace. Today, I'm learning to serve God and not people, like to not be addicted to that validation through people. My identity comes through Christ. He tells me who I am. I am his daughter. I am his princess. And he's got a plan for me today. So he told me, I'm going to take everything the enemy wanted to use for evil and turn it for good. And he is doing that today. He's restoring the relationship with my now 6-year-old son. Oh, man, this kid, he has been protected the whole time, his mind, his heart, everything. He didn't end up in the system, thank God. He has a dad who is sober, who takes care of him, who, again, is waiting on me. He's just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I don't have to prove anything to him, his dad. God knows. Anytime I try to go out of God's path, he pulls me back. I didn't want anything. I wanted to take bits and pieces. Today, I surrender my life to him. You can have me. When you say move, then I'll move. Not when I want to move. Not when my mind tells me to move. So when you were talking about, like, be still, that's just like, that's where I'm at right now. Just listening for him. He will speak to me in ways that I understand. Maybe not the way you do, because he speaks to all of us differently. So I'm just so grateful. So God is breaking chains of shame, guilt, fear, all of that. He has delivered me from so much. Today, Jesus is my prescription. I don't have to take a pill. He is the way, the truth, the life. So the verse I stand on is Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future, because my future is in my Father's hands.
Thank you. You guys can be seated now.
Hi, my name is Susie. I'm 19 years old, and I've been at Teen Challenge for 5 months. God rescued me from childhood abuse, trauma, and neglect, the foster care system, sex trafficking, and attempt of suicide. Today, God is freeing me from the spirit of fear, and he's teaching me how to forgive. The verse that I stand on is Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Psalms 3:3, O Lord my God, you are a shield all around me. My glory, you hold my head high. Hi guys, my name is Shannon, I'm 18. I've been in Teen Challenge for a little bit over 2 months, and this is the verse I've been trying to live off of. Growing up in and out of foster homes, I became very hard. I felt it was my job to protect myself. But after falling down the path of addiction, I knew I couldn't protect myself anymore, and that I needed God to rescue me. With God, he has been rescuing me from my fears, my anxiety, my depression, my suicidal ideation, my rebellious spirit, and he's helping me restore my relationship with my adoptive family. With God, I am seeing that all things really are possible. Thank you. Yes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Hope. I'm 45 years old. I've been at Teen Challenge for a little over 3 months. God has saved me and freed me from domestic violence. I was mentally and physically abused, from a meth and heroin addiction, from grief. He has given me a voice today. He is teaching me how to receive love. The Bible verse I stand on is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God bless. Thank you.
My name's Melissa. I'm 29 years old. I grew up in a church really similar to this one. I think we have red pews, but other than that, it's very similar. I grew up in that church. I went to a Christian school. My parents were in ministry, and I served right alongside of them. But there was always something missing in my heart. I had horrible self-esteem, and I tried to do everything in my own strength. And of course, no matter what I did, it wasn't good enough. So when I was an adult, I ended up leaving church. I left my family behind. I left God behind. And I went straight out chasing things in the world, trying to find anything that would fill the hole that was inside of me. I tried drugs, alcohol, some toxic relationships. I went to college. I tried 2 different careers. Nothing worked. But I was able to still kind of function. But then in December of 2019, I found my brother dead from an overdose on fentanyl. And at that point, I completely spiraled out of control. I was miserable, I was so depressed, and I ended up in the hospital twice. The second time, I ended up laying in that bed, and I remember just crying out to God and saying, God, I need you just to save me. I need you to get me out of this, either make me feel better or something, because I can't do this anymore. And 2 days later, I came to Teen Challenge, and that was almost 6 months ago. When I got to Teen Challenge, I still tried to do the program in my own strength. For like the first 3 months, I still tried to just do everything right and follow the rules, but my heart wasn't different. And Teen Challenge said to me, hey, guess what? We're going back to the church that you grew up in. And I said, no, I'm not. There's no way I'm doing that. I had a long talk with Marisha, and my leaders lovingly encouraged me to go. So God softened my heart enough that I went, but I still said, I'm not singing. I'm not sharing my testimony. It's not happening. And I remember just sitting in the pew right before we were supposed to get up, and I could hear just God speaking to me so clearly, and he said to me, did you really mean that when you said you would do whatever I asked you to do if I would save you? Well, I saved you, and this is what I'm asking you to do. So I got up, I shared my testimony, and at that point, my heart actually started to change. And so here we are 3 months later, and now I'm just so thankful to be here. God's delivered me, set me free from my addictions. He's restoring the relationship with my family. The people in that church, the amount of love and support that they have just showered on me and my family throughout everything that we've gone through is just incredible. It's just God's love. It's such a picture of his love for us, that no matter what we do, no matter how far we go away, he always comes back and finds us. He always goes after the one. And I know that myself and my sisters are that one, and God came for each one of us and saved us, and I'm just so thankful to be here. I get to help them in our learning center. I put my Bible knowledge that I have to good use because I actually believe it all now, and I'm just so thankful to be here, so thank you.
Hi, my name is Lindana. I am 34 years old, and God has rescued me from a cocaine and fentanyl addiction. At the age of 5, I was abandoned by my mom. I was left to be raised by my dad and my grandmother. At the age of 10, my brother passed away from leukemia. And my dad, he just fell apart, and I just got lost in the shadows. At the age of 12, I went to live with a family member who would sexually abuse me for the next 4 years. At the age of 16, I spoke up, and the person was prosecuted, and I was shunned from my family. We don't talk about those things. You just take it, and you go on by any means necessary. At the age of 18, I moved to Massachusetts. I'm pretty sure you guys can tell I'm not from here, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got there. But I moved to Massachusetts, and I just fell in with the wrong crowd and completely turned my back on God and everything that I knew growing up. And I started drinking and using drugs daily, and at the age of 21, I found out I was pregnant, but I had to terminate my pregnancy due to all the drug use and alcohol, and I was devastated. My profession, my college degree is early childhood education, so I couldn't believe that I love kids so much, but I couldn't keep my own. For the next few years, I thought I was happy. I tried my best to feel myself with all the things of the world. I lived a double life. I went to church during the day and did all the right things, and then at night I would party and drink, and I just had a foot in both worlds, and I lied to everybody that I loved. I got married, and finally last year in September, my husband confronted me and said that I couldn't go on living the life that I was living, that we couldn't go on that way. I detoxed at home for 6 days. In those days, I cried out. I thought I would die. I asked God, like, save me, help me. And each time, the Holy Spirit, he eased up the pain just a little bit so I could hold on. My husband found Teen Challenge for me, and I went there on a Friday, and at first, everything was still a fog. I couldn't really feel anything, but I saw all the love in the girls, in the staff, in my director, and I felt a peace, and I knew I was supposed to be there. So little by little, God started restoring my faith. He's restoring my marriage. He's restoring broken relationships. Today, I'm a daughter to the mom who once abandoned me. I'm a friend. I'm a sister. I'm a wife again. I'm someone that I can be proud of now, and I have been blessed to be able to work on the admissions team now in Rhode Island, and I get to be that voice on the other end of the call, giving someone hope, telling her she is worth it, that God loves her, that I love her no matter what. And today, I sing again with something that I didn't do for a long time because the enemy had lied to me. He told me I wasn't worthy to sing. How can you sing for God when you do so many things for me? Today, as I stand before you, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting, it's such a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. So if you guys would like to stand, we're going to sing Old Church Choir.
You church choir, singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation, it's beautiful.
Women, they change my life every single day. It is such a blessing to be a part of Teen Challenge and be a part of their transformation. I have seen every single woman up here come through the program, and to see the transformation, those pictures that you see up there, wow. I mean, literally watching it day to day, it's crazy what God can do. If he did it in me and I was very unwell, he can do it to anybody. He can do it to anybody. And Teen Challenge is the vessel that God uses. Thank you, Bethany AG. Thank you, Pastor, for having us. It is such a blessing to be here. We are so very grateful. It is a grateful time. So if you would come up here, we have a special gift for you. We have our newest book, 7, and also one of our handmade bracelets from the ladies for your wife. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, ladies, so much. Yeah, we are so blessed to have you with us. Church, would you stand? And we want to pray for Teen Challenge tonight. Thanks, George, for coming. So would you stand and would you just stretch out a hand? We want to pray for the continued ministry that's represented by these ladies, because we know that many, many others are impacted as well. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the work that you are doing in these ladies' lives, and also the work that you're doing through Teen Challenge in Rhode Island. And we just ask for your blessing on that. Father, we pray that you would continue to pour out the spirit of grace on them. We pray that through the ministry that's taking place in Teen Challenge, that many, many others would be set free. We ask that you would give them favor, that you would go before them, that you would let those who are in need of this ministry hear about it at the right time. Give open hearts so that they're willing to come. We pray that as you've opened these ladies' hearts, that you'd open many others to receive your love, to receive the grace and the transforming, redeeming power of Jesus in their lives. And Father, we ask that you would continue to set people free, and Lord, that you would continue to bring healing and grace into many lives. Father, we ask that you would expand and extend. We thank you for the work that they are doing, and they're opening new places. We ask that you would give them provision. We pray, Father, that as they seek to open this new home for mothers with children, Lord, we ask that you'd give them favor, that you'd go before, that you'd provide for every need, that you'd give them favor with city officials, with zoning, with all of that stuff that has to be done, and that you would grant your grace on it, that it would be a place of more hope and of more healing. Lord, we thank you for that, and we love you. Keep your eyes closed for just a moment. We've heard many testimonies tonight, and it would not be fitting if we left and without giving this invitation, this offering, that if you find yourself in a situation where you feel that you're without hope, or you feel in bondage and addiction, you feel enslaved, whatever it is that's enslaving you, whatever circumstance it is in your life, whether it's anxiety. We heard some of the ladies talk tonight about thinking of suicide or depression. We heard about drug addiction. And you heard the testimonies of how God has delivered them. And what they sang and what they told you is that if God has done it in their lives, he can do it in your life as well. And so we just want to extend this invitation. If you are in that place of darkness, you find yourself separated from God, and you've been looking for all the ways, like they talked about tonight, to fill your own life, to satisfy your own soul, and you've come to the end of that, and you know that that is not going to satisfy you. Tonight, the Lord is present, and he is able to bring restoration. He's able to redeem. He's able to heal. In fact, the scripture says this, that if any person is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, new has come. And so if you find yourself stuck where you are and you're separated from God, you don't have a relationship with God through Jesus, tonight he offers you the opportunity, not through something that you do, not because you've tried hard enough, not because you clean your life up yourself, not for any of that, but because of His grace, because of His mercy, He offers you forgiveness and the opportunity to be new in Him. If you don't have that relationship with God through Jesus, I'm going to ask you to do three things. The first thing is this. With all the eyes closed, would you just do this? If you don't have that relationship with God through Jesus, would you just lift up your hand and say, Pastor Stephen, and really before the Lord, that's me. Lord, I need you. I need your grace in my life. If you don't have that relationship with God tonight, is there anybody like that? I'm going to wait for just a minute because I don't want to pass you by if you're in that spot. If you need that redemption, you need to be made new tonight. If you're in that place, don't hesitate and don't wait. God has given you this opportunity. You're not guaranteed another one. He's given you this one. If that's you, would you just lift up your hand? Anybody like that? Anybody in that place? I see a couple. We're going to pray in just a minute, guys. And when we do, I want you to make this prayer your prayer. You prayed in the sincerity of your heart. But the third thing I want to ask you to do is that when the service is over, before you just leave and before you go out the doors, if you'd give me the honor of just talking to you for a minute, I've got a gift that I want to give you, a book that I want to help you to know where to go next. And I'd love to get you plugged in to with some people that will help you to be able to know what's the next step you need to take. So I'm going to pray. If you raised your hand or you wish you would have, you can go ahead and raise it now and just pray along with me and make this prayer yours. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I recognize that I'm stuck in my sin. I pray for your forgiveness. Lord, I've tried to free myself, and I cannot do it. And I've tried to forgive myself, and I cannot do it. But Lord, tonight I ask you that you would forgive me and that you would free me. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die for my sin. And I believe that you raised him from the dead to give me new life. And tonight, I rely on you to give me life instead of me. Lord, I believe that you will do it. And I ask that from this day forward, you would help me to follow you, that you would help me to keep in step with Jesus, and that you would free me. I love you, I thank you, and I believe you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer again, please give me the opportunity to speak with you before the service is over. One more thing before you go, and that's just this, that we're going to have the altars open. And if there's something, even if you're a believer in Jesus and you're struggling with it, you feel in bondage to it, you feel enslaved to it, tonight you've heard the testimonies of how Jesus sets people free. And I just encourage you not to leave until you bring that to Jesus and you give him that opportunity. Till you bring what that burden you're carrying is, that slavery that you've put yourself under to sin, you bring that to Jesus and you allow him to free you tonight. Don't leave until you do that. Even if you're already a believer, if you say, I prayed that prayer before, Pastor Stephen, but there's something that's holding you, tonight you can be free in Jesus. And so will you bring that to him tonight before you go? I'm going to pray to dismiss you, but we're going to be around. You can come and make an altar before the Lord and pray and bring that burden to him. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you so much for the stories of transformation that we've heard, and we ask that you would continue that work. In fact, Lord, we pray that you just give us the honor and privilege as a church to be able to see people continually transformed by the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you'd help us to be sensitive to it and that you'd anoint us for it. And Father, I pray that if there are those tonight who need to deal with you, that they won't hesitate to do it, that they won't hesitate to lay that burden of slavery down and be free tonight before you, confessing their sins and knowing that you forgive them and you will cleanse them. We thank you for that. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Make sure you stop by the table in the lobby to check out the really cool cutting boards and jewelry that the ladies brought with them. We will see you again on Sunday. Until then, go in God's grace and his peace.